So on Monday, Dr. Caruso and I posted a show all about omega-3s. We kind of called it an omega-3 buyer's guide. This show was you know, we talked a little bit about benefits of omega-3s, but you guys have heard us talk about that, and a lot of you already know that. They are essential. They're foundational. I believe we should be eating omega-3s and taking extracts of omega-3s on a daily basis. I really do think it's that important. But this show is more about, okay, I've convinced you of that. I'm ready to start an omega-3 extract on a daily basis. So where do I begin? Well, that's what that show is about. So check it out at liveforeverish.com. A lot of details we went through. But one of the things I just want to mention real quick, when you are shopping for an omega-3 product, think of three things. Think of, number one, what source do you want to get your omega-3s from? Number two, what form of omega-3s do you want? And number three, what is the ultimate formulation looks like in terms of dosing and stuff like that? For all the details, you got to go check it out at liveforeverish.com, but I'll just real quickly run through it. Your sources are either going to be fish, krill, algae, or plant-based sources. Now, again, at the end of the day, we want you to get a lot of omega-3s in your system. So don't get so wrapped up in which might be best or worse or whatever. Take what you got to take. If you're a vegetarian, go with the plant-based sources. Just do it. But in general, I do think fish is your best source. And then when you look at form, don't get confused by this. This is just chemistry. Omega-3s can come in two different chemical forms, ethyl ester or triglycerides. There's a third one, phospholipids, but that's really just found in the algae. Out on the market, you're really going to see ester and triglyceride forms. Why is this important? Well, some people claim one form might absorb better than the other, all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, they're equivalent. I don't think you have to get wrapped up into that. But I will tell you, I actually like the ester ethyl form. And to understand why, go check out the podcast that we posted on Monday. And lastly, the formulation. What dose should you be taking? 2 to 4 grams a day of total omega-3s is probably where you want to be. Now, for the breakdown of all the omega-3s, like the two most important, EPA, DHA, go check out Monday's podcast. And while you're there at liveforeverish.com, there's a ton of other podcasts you can download, you can like, you can share, you can comment and subscribe so you never miss a show. Hey, and for being such a great audience, our sponsor, Life Extension, is going to offer you 10% off $50 or more, plus free shipping and handling when you use the code podcast. So go to lifeextension.com, buy what you want, and at checkout, put podcast for that discount. I'm Dr. Mike. Thanks for listening.